Good morning, my friend. I hope you're doing well. It's early in the morning here. Got a big day coming in the office. We're a little short staffed today. So we're excited about today and all the things that the Lord will bring to us and opportunity to take good care of people. We had a good weekend here out on the river, and I hope you are doing well as well. Listen, I got a couple of kind of urgent prayer requests yesterday through the website after my newsletter. One is a woman named Linda, and Linda says she's got a biopsy this week. She's got a lump that they're going to biopsy. It may be breast cancer. She's scared. She's praying for clean margins and not having to have additional surgery, and hoping that she doesn't have cancer at all. But if she does, then we pray that it's not in the lymph nodes and that she'll have a cure and that she'll be well. So pray for Linda on Thursday. She'll be undergoing that kind of scary procedure, right? Cancer's scary. It's one of those things that comes along in life, and it's a big battle and challenge for you to face. There's another one, a woman who asked to remain anonymous, who has asked that we pray for her sister, who's a young woman in her early 40s, dealing with stage 4 colon cancer, and she's having, she's kind of at end of life. The cancer's out of control, and it's causing tremendous pain in her body that they're having a hard time getting under control. And she asked if we would pray for her sister. We don't want to use the name here. She's asked to be anonymous, but that's tough. So we got two situations here, a young woman dealing with kind of terminal colon cancer and excruciating pain to go along with it, and then Linda, who's dealing with a scary upcoming biopsy on this Thursday. Also ask you to remember tomorrow is the big day, Lisa's birthday. Send her an email, lisa@lisawarren.com, lisa@lisawarren.com, our last name, Warren, lisa@lisawarren.com. Just tell her what she means to you. If you take a second to do that, it'd be really cool. Tomorrow, Lisa's birthday. Today, I have a really quick little trauma rounds for you. You know, once in a while, we do these, like we just deal with one little thing that's kind of important. And we're going to do a trauma rounds around the idea of how to change trains of thought when you're struggling with kind of an immersive thought that's taking you down a path towards a bad day or a bad outcome or some encounter that's not going to go well for you. We're just going to talk for a second about how to reliably kind of switch trains of thought, and you have the power of selective attention, which is we're the only animal that has that. We can decide to think about one thing and not another thing, and the most important thing we can do in that regard is to start today.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith, and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it, and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is, you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com, and if you'd like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, I've been doing these radio spots once a month for MyBridge Radio all across Nebraska and this part of the country, MyBridgeRadio.net. And this is the third month that they've been running one of my self-brain surgery spots. So this one that I did that's just going to be out this month starting today is called Changing Trains. Let me just play it for you real quick. Here it is.
This is neurosurgeon and author Dr. Lee Warren of the Dr. Lee Warren podcast on MyBridge Radio, helping keep you connected. Imagine riding a subway in a big city. At every stop, you have a choice. Keep riding and go wherever that train will end up, or change trains to go where you want to go. And guess what? You can do the same thing with your thought life. Thanks to our perfectly designed brains, we have the ability to stop thinking about one thing and direct our attention to something else. Philippians 4 gives us several things to think about to reduce anxiety and change our own minds. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. This, my friend, is self-brain surgery, and you can do it whenever and wherever you are. It's how we change trains from automatic or reactive thinking to more positive, helpful thoughts that get us where we need to go. We have a choice between letting our circumstances or other people determine our mood, train of thought, and our actions, or letting God teach us self-brain surgery to change our minds, change trains, and get to where we need to go. Self-brain surgery to think about your thinking is a superpower for your life, my friend. It helps you take charge of your thoughts, change trains, and wind up in the right place every time. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. The good news is you can start today.
Hey, friend, listen, this is a really quick idea. Sometimes we have to do these little trauma rounds because things are an emergency. And I want you to refer to this episode. Go back to it anytime you find yourself going down a train of thought that is harmful. If you think about a runaway train, right? You see those old West movies or one of those movies where they're on a subway and this thing's out of control or some guy's hacked into the system and they can't stop the train. It's going to crash at the end of the line, right? That everybody knows that if the train is not controlled, if it's going too fast, if it's nobody's pulling the brakes on time, that thing is going to crash. And that's what's going to happen to you, my friend, if you let your train of thought get out of control. Now, here's the problem. The baseline, you don't have to do anything in order for your brain to start feeding you negative thoughts and your enemy to start whispering negative things in your ear, because that's the baseline. Unfortunately, the way we're wired neuroscience-wise, is that negative things are 5 times more powerful. So I've told you before, if you touch a hot stove when you're a baby, you'll remember that and not have to consciously think about it before you'll pull your hand away from something that starts to feel hot. You'll make a powerful negative synapse in your brain that tells you, hey, moron, don't touch that stove. It's going to burn your hand. You'll reflexively pull away from it next time because you've wired that into your brain. Well, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on the circumstance, you'll do the same thing with repetitive thought patterns. You can create repetitive negative thought patterns because the baseline is negative. Something reminds you of pain, something emotional reminds you of physical pain because you have a limited way to process neurochemical events in your brain. So some, you know, you broke your arm one time and it hurt, and your boyfriend broke up with you one time and it hurt, and your brain feels those two painful things similarly. So in your brain, when you've had a negative experience with a person and that hurt, now the next time another person says or does something sort of similar or reminds you or has a mannerism or has a ringtone that's the same, your brain's going to trigger that negative, painful thing, and you're going to be able to, without really thinking about it, start to slip into a negative train of thought. Why does this always happen to me? Why is everything always so hard? He's going to hurt me. They're going to let me down. They don't ever come through for me. You're going to start hearing that in your head. You don't have to willfully do it, and it's not because you're evil. It's because your neuroscience is automatically negative. So here's the thing. The problem is your brain and your heart are not reliable. They are not your friend. The baseline state, unless you train it, unless you do prehab and thought surgery and rehab, the treatment plan that I'm going to teach you in my new book, Hope is the First Dose, unless you actively engage in self-brain surgery, unless you actively learn how to change trains, you are going to ride the negative wave. It will happen to you. Jeremiah 17:9 reminds us that our minds, our hearts, the Bible says, the heart and mind concept in the Bible are pretty interchangeable for the most part. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Your heart is not reliable. Let me tell you a truth. I can't remember who said this. I haven't had time to look it up this morning, but I'll find it for you. This is not my original thoughts. I'm not plagiarizing, but somebody said, and it's true, you can think your way into feeling better, but you can never feel your way into thinking better. You will never feel your way into better thinking. You can reliably think your way into feeling better, because when you think better thoughts, you do better things, you feel better things. And that's what the whole point of Psalm 37 is. Trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Down in verse 8, refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. Don't worry about yourself. Don't listen to your inner voice. Fret not yourself, he says. It tends only to evil. I want to ask you a serious question. I want you just to do a little autopsy. We're always talking about the thought biopsy. I want you to go backwards and think of a day when you heard a negative thought in your head and you ruminated on it. You began to chew on it and think about it and let it filter in there and let it start rumbling around, and you didn't change trains and you just let it run. Did that day or that thought process or the results of that thinking result in good things for you, or did it hurt you in some way? Did it tend to evil or did it tend to good when you left your thought life unmanaged, when you just let it rumble, when you just let it run down the line and run down the tracks? Did it end well for you, or did it end in evil or pain or hurt or a hurt feeling or a long conversation that you didn't want to have? Or what did it do? Did it help you or did it hurt you? Do a little autopsy. Go back and look and think about a time like that. Now think about another time when you heard that negative voice and those automatic synapses started to trigger and you said, wait a minute, time out. I'm going to do a little self-brain surgery here. I'm going to think a better thought. I'm going to switch it to something good, lovely, noble, pure. I'm going to take control of my thought life. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, we take captive every thought. We don't let them run, because the heart is wicked, it's deceitful, it's desperately beyond cure. Who can understand it? Listen, friend, this is Trauma Rounds. When you have a negative thought, change trains. Get off at the next stop, make your brain behave. And remember, it takes five positive things, five positive interactions to create a synapse to overcome a negative one, basically, in neuroscience. It takes five. So if you start to have a negative thought, why does this always happen to me? Time out. It actually doesn't always happen to me. This happened and that happened and that happened and that happened that were good yesterday. He does love me. She is not going to leave me. She is faithful to me. Hey, it worked out last time this happened. It actually ended up in my favor. God's going to come through again. Make yourself think those positive thoughts and you're going to be okay. I'm going to play you a song from Tommy Walker called Get Up. So the guy that was on the ground, he was paralyzed. And Jesus said, dude, you can get up. If you want to, you just have to grab my hand and get up. But if you just keep laying there on the mat, even after I've already given you the tools to get up, that's your problem. But you can get up. And Tommy's going to sing that song, and then we're going to go, and we'll see you tomorrow. We're not doing Tuesdays with Tata this week, because Tata had a little upset stomach yesterday. Remember, tomorrow's Lisa's birthday. Please send an email if you feel like it, lisa@lisawarren.com. Change trains, my friend. Don't let that thing run down the line and crash and wipe you out. Just get up. Here's Tommy Walker, and you, my friend, start today.
I just want to encourage somebody today. If you know that God has been good to you, you ought to put a smile on your face. God is telling somebody right now, get up. Get up out of that situation. Listen. Now come. Get up, get up.
Now by now I think you know what we're talking about. So I need you to sing this little part with me. Say, get up, get up, get up. You can get up. Rise up, rise up.
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.